Two members of Utah's congressional delegation, Republican Senator Mike Lee and Democratic Representative Ben McAdams, are responding very differently to the Trump administration's handling of the fatal airstrike against Iran's top general. They're both crossing the aisle to vote with the other's party. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
McAdams voted against the Democratic War Powers resolution that would limit the president's power to unilaterally take military action against Iran. Lee said he would vote for the Senate version and is now co-sponsoring a bill with Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders to further limit that power.
The Constitution is clear. Those who wrote it wanted to make sure that our country would avoid needless conflict.
This isn't a new issue for Lee. He co-sponsored another bill with Sanders in 2018 to end the U.S.'s involvement in the war in Yemen, citing concerns over the War Powers Act.
The Constitution's not partisan, and standing up for the Constitution is not about partisanship.
Lee has 2 years until he faces re-election, but he says that's not why he chose to take this stand. Still, University of Utah Assistant Political Science Professor Jeff Allen says 6-year terms allow senators like Lee to buck their party more often than members of the House.
He's not facing imminent re-election threats. So I don't see this as being some, like, big risk-taking behavior on his part. I think it's just him acting out of his actual interests.
As for McAdams' vote, the congressman said in a statement that the War Powers Act, quote, already restricts the president's ability to engage in military conflict without congressional authorization. McAdams is up for re-election this year in a Republican district he narrowly won in 2018. But Allen says,
generally speaking, American voters don't care that much about foreign policy. So I don't really anticipate this having really much of an impact.
The Senate War Powers resolution could go to the floor as early as Wednesday morning. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.